It's Friday, the 5th of December, and I'm Tonata Kavila with your 1 p.m. news. NamPower has launched the initial selection document for a majority battery energy storage project under the Transmission Expansion and Energy Storage Program. The facility aims to strengthen the country's power grid, improve reliability, and integrate renewable energy with funding support from the World Bank. The procurement process is now open for qualified applications, according to the power utility. Qara's Regional Council Chairperson Joseph Isaacs has formally objected to the late swearing-in of newly elected regional councillors. In a letter to Chief Magistrate Vanessa Stanley, Isaacs said holding the ceremony on 5 December would violate Section 11(1)(a) of the Regional Councils Act of 1992, which requires councillors to be sworn in within a period of 7 days after election results.
If all these instruments are silent, there is no legal basis upon which any councillor can be sworn in after the 7 days. What are we going to do as public office bearers, a political office bearers, as a judiciary, the legislative, the executive? What is there to be done? Because we are found on the principles of the rule of law. We must do things in accordance with the law. And if the law is silent, even whoever is prejudiced in the process, the law is objective and we need to uphold the law.
Tanzania's tourism is down after post-election unrest and violence. The country's opposition groups say police killed over 1,000 protesters after the 29 October vote, though the government has not confirmed the number. The AFP news agency reports that hotels in Tanzania have reported low bookings and cancellations ahead of protests on 9 December, with some Arusha hotels below 30% occupancy. South Africa's Home Affairs Ministry has extended office hours for ID and passport services ahead of the festive season. From 19 December and 5 to 16 January, offices close at 6 p.m. Minister Leon Schreiber has called on South Africans to use the extra time.
This is yet another indication of the progress we are making in positioning Home Affairs to deliver dignity for all. Our officials will be on the front lines working extra hours to ensure that South Africans are able to travel and spend precious time over the festive season with friends and family.
And Japan has begun the 17th discharge of Fukushima's nuclear wastewater, releasing about 7,800 tons through December 22. The operation, according to Xinhua News, has prompted $550 million in compensation as seafood prices fall. The 18th round is expected in March next year. You can find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.